So how are you going in the midst of the eclipse season?
Oh, is that what's going on? Okay. Well, when I get my brain back, that would be really good.
Your brain's working really well.
Is it? Considering all the stuff that's going on?
Yeah, you're addressing your
addressing
stuff.
Issues? I am, because they're all coming at me.
And you're doing it in alignment with your integrity.
Well, thank you, because I just thought I was going a little bit mad.
You're prioritising your integrity, and that's what this is. That's what it's all about.
So here we are,
Let's
One
do
Mind
a
Live.
Singing pre-session.
And so I need to know more about this eclipse time because, there's so much is going on.
Yeah, so last weekend I did a little 1 minute brief that we had a partial solar eclipse.
Yes.
That was Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't see it from Australia, but...
Sunday here, Saturday in North America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And so this weekend, I think we've got a weekend off, and then next weekend we've got a lunar eclipse. Mm. They always happen on the full moon or the new moon, which is always an intense time, but an eclipse amplifies it.
Okay.
And boosts it.
Yeah.
And again, the theme is about aligning with your purpose and your integrity and your anchoring your spiritual self, embodying your spiritual self in the world. Because as you know, we're going through some huge changes. I mean, politically, we went through some huge changes
that's right. We got a new prime minister here in Australia.
Which was completely out of the blue.
In about a 2 hour. That's how it happens. And it's like one prime minister, something changes, 2 hours later, new one.
I know, it happened so quickly.
And yesterday there was a earthquake.
That's right.
In Chile.
Yeah.
And we have the masses of people, disconnected from their country. You know, all the people going into Europe.
Thank you for calling them people, because I think calling them refugees distances. I was thinking that this morning is that there was an article saying people on Facebook were commenting on the why do these refugees have these smartphones? It's like because they're refugees; they're just people who have smartphones, and their country's messed up, and they have to leave it. And you they're know, like us, like, they're people.
You know, I heard someone say, oh, look, but they dress like us. Of course they do.
They're not us.
Wearing peasant clothes or something.
That's how people can turn away because they just go, well, they're not of our time. They don't really exist. They're, you know.
So big stirrings happening.
And there was also an earthquake in the sea, or a volcano, was it? There was some big event that happened in the sea just off the Victorian coast of Australia. Victoria, South Australia, and apparently there's a fault line that goes right the way up.
Okay.
That we didn't know about.
Off the coast of Australia? Yes, a really ancient one, but it's still active, isn't it?
Australia, yes. The place with no earthquakes ever.
Yeah, well,
about
you know.
To change.
And apparently it's the most powerful on the whole planet.
It's the big one.
I'm just getting through, you know, snippets of information, but it's all adding to the bigger picture that we are in a huge change of time of change. And it can be reflected in our own lives as well. So if you are listening and you are doing your meditation and you are doing your letting go of annoyances, resentments, hang-ups, hesitations, all those things that make us not ourselves, then you're doing everything that you can.
You're doing the right thing, a bit of housework and a bit
sounds
of
like you're
going to
get
cleaning.
Some help too.
Some help?
It sounds like you're going to get some help. Like,
yeah.
You know. Yes. Well, we've still got WaveX to come.
Should we do a special WaveX event? Is there enough about that for an event?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I think so.
Okay.
And what you said about aligning with your spiritual purpose just flows beautifully with, I remember Carol in Los Angeles suggested that we talk about the idea during this pre-session of what is your spiritual purpose? What is the purpose? No, I've got to get this right. What is the purpose of your spirituality?
Great question.
Yeah.
And that sounds too hard for me. Can I leave the room? I need a few years to answer that question.
When I heard you mention that before, the first thing that came to me is it really is about a function.
Mm-hmm.
What is the function of our spirituality? Mm-hmm. Because the purpose of it, it seems like it's like our body, you know, it's just part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one purpose necessarily.
Yes, it's also, you know, what purpose do I sort of, where do I want to push my own spiritual purpose? But my spirit also turns back on me and says, actually, you haven't cleaned out the housework, you haven't done the garbage.
Is that your spirit or is that your ego?
Well, I don't know because, you know, ever since we've been doing One Mind Live, I've been needing to work on a whole lot more stuff in myself so I can be in integrity when I get in front of this microphone.
I hear you.
And, you know, and the other thing that I've needed to do in the last few weeks is to get sugar out of my body. So it's so these are things that I would not normally choose to do.
And you'd have no need to.
But I'm being pushed. So my spirit is pushing me.
Mm.
So where do we come in on this question?
Yeah, that's so like, the purpose of this of your spirituality is that it's pushing you to align with integrity.
Yep.
Would you say is I that think what you're
that's definitely right? Yeah.
Well, I think you can approach the question in terms of what is it personally, and then what do we feel the purpose of spirituality is?
Yes.
And I think to the latter first is it's all about being happy, and I feel like if your spirituality allows you to feel acceptance and joy and happiness and to see purpose in the pain in life and to see meaning in everything and to experience that sense of connection with this world and other people, then there's the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If your spirituality, because of how you experience spirituality, doesn't do any of those things, then and some people, I know some people who think I'm not spiritual at all, but they just aren't putting the label on it because they're actually living in joy and peace, and I see non-judgment and I see all these mm-hmm. things. They're just not putting that label, you mm-hmm. know. So to them, because of maybe some experience they've had where the term spirituality has been mm-hmm. used in a less favorable context, those people say, well, I'd rather not, I'm not a spiritual person, and to be spiritual means I take on a bunch of negative things. So I say, then be what you are. If you're happy and people and the experience that other people have around you is happiness, because that's important too.
Then,
if you walk around being really happy and you're leaving a trail of destruction, not so good.
Yeah. So working with my own spirituality in that context, I don't mind the term spirituality. I've always felt comfortable with that. I had a real... I went through quite a phase where I could never use the word God. But now I can use the word God again. I've given myself full permission to do that. But no, I've come across many people who would never use the term spirituality, but they are emanating such pure energy and love. They would never think of using that word.
Mm.
But... you know, I could actually sit at their feet and go, tell me all of your wisdoms. You know, they've been amazing. So I think the word is loaded for a start for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Naomi?
Mm. I feel that spirituality is an innate aspect.
Mm.
You know, if you look at any of the indigenous cultures, it's an... and even in, you know, our Western culture, it's a part of us. And there are practices and ceremonies and processes that we've put in place to help us to connect or to feel that
yes.
sense of, I don't know, what would you call it? Connection.
Connection and purpose. Because it's a relationship. And when you said the indigenous cultures, I think about... what I do know, and I haven't studied it, but, you know, just the exposure that I have had seems to be about relationship with the world and each other. Mm. It's relationship with things and concepts that aren't necessarily tangible or perceived, but or, I mean, they are, I feel, not so much tangible, but perceivable, perceptible to the five senses. It's beyond the five senses.
It's beyond the five senses.
And it's a relationship that exists with concepts and things and ideas and awareness that exists beyond that. Mm. Very, it can be very tangible. That's why I didn't want to use the word dismiss, the word tangible.
Yeah, yeah. The five senses for me are outside of what I refer to as my center.
Mm.
And I know that when I'm off center, then I'm not in spirit. So that's how I see it, and that's how I read it. I'm not pulling from source.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It flows so much easier when you're in source. And that's SOURSCE, not tomato sauce. But, you know, the source of, you know, and if I'm not in that center, then I start to feel unwell. And I know, I actually know the difference now. And I know what I need to do to get back into that central space. And that's what I would call spirit. And sometimes we need rituals, we need meditation, we need processes to get us back into that again. So we're actually operating at an optimal level outside, using our five senses, but they are just extensions or arms that we have from the actual source, which is a whole lot more than those five senses, because there's a heck of a lot of information that comes in through there.
Just had a little download that it's like a relationship between two people that you know how they would say it takes work, and that thing that we talked about a while back about, I think based on the article, choose your partner every mm-hmm. day.
Yeah,
just re-choose every day, and things like that, that, you know, millions of other little hints and tips that kind of keep it fresh and keep you in gratitude and appreciation, and so that we stop kind of, you don't go unconscious and your ego takes over and you just stop, you lose touch with what was so special and miraculous about the relationship in the first place. Spirituality, I think, is, and those practices and things like meditation and any kind of structure that you would call spirituality, the practice of spirituality, is about keeping you in, constantly bringing you back into that relationship with all that is, the world and the unseen and the things beyond your five senses.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so easy to just go into this completely egoic, kind of reactive.
A reactive state.
A reactive state, yeah.
And
not proactive.
Yeah, when I'm reacting all the time to things, I know that I'm not in my center,
mm-hmm.
because I'm just being a reflex. I don't want to be a reflex.
Well, hopefully our reflexes evolve, you know, as we practice,
yeah.
You know, you notice that your reflexes kind of, it's nice when you have that little moment where you go, oh, that was my default and that was good.
Mm.
You know, that's it. That's evolution. A few years ago, my default would have been something else. So I would have had to work a little bit or be more conscious to respond in this way. And it's nice that to feel that we're actually, you know, all of this work is adding up to, it's just getting easier.
I think I agree with that. I think it is, definitely.
Do you feel that? It's just getting easier? Just
to, yeah, I do feel that. I do feel that. I feel that spirit is reminding me more and more
mm-hmm.
in every moment when I'm struggling, you know, with seven weeks to go in my pregnancy, I am complaining. I notice I'm complaining about you know, my clothes are pulling up in places that I never have pulled before.
You forgot since Christina.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm getting kicked in the ribs and all these inconveniences, in inverted commas. And spirit's not far behind saying, this is a blessing. You know, there is another perspective and I'm able to switch to that.
That's you're able, so moment. You're able to make that, you can identify it and then you can make the choice and go, okay, I can actually switch into this state.
Yes.
And I know that I was never able to do that all my life. It's only in the last, say, 10 years or so that I've been able to notice the difference and actually make that choice.
Mm.
So, you know, bravo.
Yeah.
In a way, I mean, it does make it easier, but it's, you still have to put up with all of the inconveniences.
And choose.
But you know what?
You're embody.
Yeah.
And you're, but you're choosing from a place of love, it seems, as opposed to if, let's say it's just a psychological thing that someone has told you. It's a psychological exercise. When you notice yourself complaining, it'll cheer you up if you can flip that around. Can sometimes feel a little bit prescriptive, or it feels like it doesn't...
Insuppressive,
yes. And whereas when you're doing it for the purpose to kind of nurture yourself, I don't know, it feels more loving and gentle.
Yeah, well, there is the... I've noticed that I tell people, I complain to people. I was thinking, why am I complaining so much? And I'm complaining to people so that I get some... compassion, or I get some gentleness, or I get some, oh, but you look lovely, it's all right, you're not fat.
is this giving us an angle for the tapping today?
There's lots of angles. What does anybody show? I love tapping on specific things.
Well, I was going to say at the end of that that it helps me remind myself to be that voice for myself,
mm-hmm.
so not so much to lay that responsibility on others.
Right.
So I don't know if that's really the tapping thing, but I hope we've answered the question of our listener.
Yeah, I think so. And invite anybody else to please share with us by email or Facebook if you have a suggestion for the pre-session chat.
Let us know. Yeah, let us know what's happening and we can talk about that.
And now we have to switch over to, it's time to begin, and I'll try to figure out what to do to tap during our opening music.
Okay. I'll see you on the other side.